Paul Bunting Communications post-game show as Bemidji State wins this one 6-5 in the 3-on-3 overtime. Tom Saratori is with us. Tom, there have been some goofy games this year. This one, I think, goes into its own category of goofiness. This thing had about everything, didn't it?
No, it's hockey, and this time of year, a lot of crazy things can happen to Schultze, and it did tonight.
The clear by Matias, I understand what he's trying to do there. Great play by their guy of somehow, you know, leaping and jumping and grabbing onto that puck. But the overtime winner there, Jackson Jutting, have you seen a shot like that this year? Coming across like that and bar down like that? That is an unbelievable goal.
Well, we had a couple of them like that, I think, but yeah.
Your fourth line got a ton of ice time tonight. You said in the pregame you wanted to get them, you know, 8, 9, 10 minutes. Do you win this game without them? Do you win last Friday against Ferris without that fourth line?
No, they're just, again, they're feeling it right now, and how do you not play them?
You're getting production from literally every corner of your lineup. When a line jumps over every single time, you know, they're a threat to score for you. How contagious is that? When the next line just feeds off of the previous line.
We'll see. You know, again, we're playing pretty good right now, and there's no doubt we're putting back to back shifts. We're in a good we're getting a good rhythm right now. So no, it's good to see. He's got to keep it going, Schultze. Don't get too far ahead of ourselves.
Safe to say you don't want to take three penalties in the first period.
Well, it you know, sometimes things happen to them, but no, of course not. We don't. But again, sometimes it's going to happen, and it is what it is. I can't believe that they didn't commit any crimes, you know, but whatever.
Generally speaking, that doesn't happen very often. I hear you there.
Yeah.
As the, you know, I think they had like three minutes with the extra attacker on. That's a long stretch of 6-on-5 defending. That's hard, isn't it? For that.
Yeah, it is. And we had some icings, and we did pretty good on the faceoffs, and overall, I thought our guys weathered the storm right there pretty good, and we had chances to ice it, and we didn't convert, but that's going to happen too. These are pressure situations where people are attacking, they're pressuring you, they're getting above you. So again, as much as that 4x6 looks like it's easy to score on, sometimes it's not.
I thought they contested extremely well on each of those chances you had. Those weren't easy chances.
So, well, no question. And, you know, Austin had to kind of hurry that. And the other one, if Flammer was left-handed, that would have been in the net. But he was right-handed on the left side right there. And that was a tough play. He was handcuffed.
You give up the rebound goal. There were so many goals in it, I don't remember. Second period. Matias made the save, just couldn't find the puck in all the traffic, and all of a sudden a guy pops free. Defensively, how hard is that when you're just, A, trying to find where the puck is, and then, B, where's the man?
It's called a scramble. It's a scramble. It just is. It's just, you know what, and sometimes, again, you wish you would take man, but again, sometimes you get puck focused and there's not much you can do.
Do you have to find man first or find puck first?
It all depends. Yeah, you want to find man first, but the puck is the thing that's going to hurt you too. So I mean, there's just easier said than done. There's just a lot of traffic. There's a lot of things going on, and it is what it is.
Goofy one, Tom. See you tomorrow night.
Yep. All right, Schultze.
Tom Saratori, head coach of the Beavers, here in our Paul Bunting Communications post game show. Beavers win this one 6-5 in the 3-on-3 overtime.